Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. I want to thank you for joining us today on the program. We have got some excellent guests on the show today. We're going to be joined by Dr. Alan Schreck, who will be talking about prayer and the Holy Spirit. We'll also be joined by the author of the new book, The Marian Option, God's Solution to a Civilization in Crisis, Dr. Carrie Gress. They're going to be with us on the show. I'd like to start today's program with a statement from our own Archbishop Charles Chaput about the recent shootings in Las Vegas. Here's what he said in his statement, which was released yesterday. Like many Americans, I awoke this morning to learn of the horrific acts of violence that took place last night in Las Vegas. So many precious and innocent lives were senselessly lost in an evil manner, and it fills all of us with an unspeakable sadness. As the number of dead and injured continues to rise, let us pray that God will receive the souls of those who have been lost, that he will heal the injured, and that he will pour his comforting grace upon all those bearing the heavy burdens of suffering and grief. The terror that filled yesterday evening and its aftermath serve as a stark reminder of the fragility of life and the very real presence of evil in our world. Let us resolve each day to treat our brothers and sisters with dignity, charity, and respect. May we all embrace that which is good, so that the light of Christ will prevail. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us this day. Father, we come to you today with heavy hearts, affected by the senseless tragedy in Las Vegas. We are anxious, we're troubled, we're concerned. But we remember, Father, that you are in charge and that you love us with an unconditional love. So we turn to you as you want us to do. We ask you to heal us. We ask you to strengthen us. We ask you to fill us with your peace. Father, we ask you to have mercy on all those who died, those who were injured, those who were affected in any way by this tragedy. We ask you to help us to live in a way that we can show your love to those around us, that we can individually make a difference in a world that is broken in so many ways. We're confused, we may be angry, but we know that you love us, Father, and we turn to you, we ask you to help us, to guide us, and we thank you for your constant presence in our lives. I ask you today to speak through us on the program so that your message of hope can be proclaimed. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, again, thank you for joining us. We are here to give you hope this morning, to inspire you, to remind you that the Lord is in charge, and that he is always with us no matter what. I want to tell you, too, that the songs today, I picked the songs specifically for what is going on in the world. I want you to listen to the words, and I want you to remember that there is hope, okay? There is hope. The Lord is with us. Right now, Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, join me.
Morning, Gare.
Hey, boys.
Morning, Frank.
It's rough news. Thankfully, we have the Lord in our lives, but Dave and Frank, it's a challenging day.
It is. Yes, yesterday was, waking up to that was just incredibly sad. But we did a special yesterday, and one of the things that I was caught as I was driving up, I was trying to keep up on the news, and as I was listening to, I think it was CNN, there's someone they were interviewing, and he said he was at the event. And he said, after seeing this, I was agnostic. But after seeing what happened here, there is a God.
Wow.
And, I was taken back by that.
I heard some parts of that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so, basically, as soon as I got to the station, I'm like, we need to do something. And we I put some songs and prayers together for a special that we played yesterday.
It was beautiful.
And it was, really taken just by that one message. So my point here is it's horrible. There's nothing that you could say otherwise.
Right.
Yeah, well, we have to acknowledge that.
This is, and to me, that's it's terrorism. I don't care what anybody, it's terrorism. But That all being said, through all this, good things can come.
Yeah.
We have been in such a divided world. We've been in such a world where it feels a lack of faith. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Good things can come. That interview showed good things can be there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, step back from all this bad, you know, and say, you know, what can we do that brings good to this world?
Yeah.
I was going to say, well, and the humanity, that's the positive side. We saw people shielding others. They took bullets for the people they loved and were shielding, or
there was,
strangers.
There was one man from Philadelphia who saved several college students. Did you hear that? You guys hear that story by laying on top of them?
Yeah.
And I heard him interviewed on the news today.
And that's my point about, I mean, there's more good in the world than we see, but this horrific event of this one evil / sick individual. But my first thought yesterday was, not again.
Yeah.
Not again. What's going on? Lord. You know, and I was in shock, dumbfounded, again. But that's the fallen world we live in. You don't know. One person did a change. He went out, but in a negative, totally evil way.
But I think, you know, my reaction was probably typical of many people's reactions. It paralyzed me.
Yeah.
You know, I will say I got up. I was completely paralyzed by it,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a trigger that said, "I need to go," and I came up to the station. But it was, you know, I think that happens to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think there's people that are probably still mm-hmm. paralyzed by it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know what? We can let that get to us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to find what is that path, mm-hmm. and what is going to get us to get to want to move and do something.
Right.
And once you find that, go for it.
Right. Now, here's my story, because we had the day off yesterday. I got in from Spokane, Washington. I led a retreat this weekend, and I saw some amazing healings take place. Mm-hmm. This was a retreat for those who are anxious, who are trying to stop worrying. And I saw people healed by Jesus Christ over the weekend in a way that I have never seen before. And I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, it's true. I got in late on Sunday night, went right to bed. Of course, we took the day off yesterday. I woke up to do my segment. I do a weekly segment on Baton Rouge Catholic Radio in Louisiana. I was about to use a Bible verse that it was about why we shouldn't focus on achieving wealth and how that can bring us misery and whatever. And as I'm about to go on the air, I'm on hold, Eileen came up to me and said, "Did you hear that over 50 people were just murdered in Las Vegas?"
Wow.
And like Frank said, I was stunned. And I changed everything. I said, I can't go on with this verse. I've got to change this. But it was just, Frank and Dave, it's unimaginable. I mean, I was like you. I was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50 people. I think it's up to 59 now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, Gare, as you were doing the opening prayer, which was so good, by the way, thanks, I thought, this is mass, almost like mass PTSD. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're traumatized.
Yes.
By such a horrific event. And it's we have, everybody mourns differently.
Well, I agree with you, and my personal view in the look in the world mm-hmm. and studying it for years, I think we've been traumatized since 9/11.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's really what's driven a lot of the division that we have going on. Mm-hmm. It's driven a lot of the, and we somehow need to shake all that.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, we need to find our path. And these events are just part of that.
Yeah. We've become desensitized to a lot of this stuff. And this thing, I mean, we can't be desensitized.
Well, this
we have to remain sensitized and believe.
I was about to say, there's one way to be sensitized at the same time.
Absolutely.
Really start to say, you know what? We're going to make a difference.
Yes,
that's the key, Frank. And that's what we try to do on this program. It's the power of one, the power of one person. The three of us, you know, each of us can do something to make the world a better place. It sounds like a cliche, but it really isn't.
Well, and sometimes it is finding faith. Sometimes it's finding things that are, mm-hmm. you know, just signs of things that you're like, wow. So yesterday, even with all that going on, I made a very difficult decision regarding my business and my partnerships. And, you know, to go on my own and basically separate from my partners.
Oh.
And that was a very difficult decision for me to make.
It's not a light one.
No, and it's been ongoing for me for a while. And what was really interesting, though, is I made that decision. We have a statue of Mary out here. Mm. And I went walking out in the midst of trying to throw together that special, not getting it done. And what happened? The sunlight was, like, directly in line between me and Mary. And it was a very, you know, special moment. It was a very interesting moment. And so my point to that is there's also signs that are around us all the time. We're all making these difficult decisions. We're all trying to do the right things. And if we start to look and allow our eyes to be open to what's around us, I walked away from that moment and went, that was the right decision.
That was an epiphany in a way.
And so, you know, I need to whether it be available at the station or doing some other things, you know, that was part of the driving force to this.
And you are needed here at the station,
right? So, you know, these are the things that, you know, they're there. Look for those signs. Look for the things that say, Jesus is here. Christ is here. That's Mary is here.
I was going to say
that's the key.
Real quick, Gary, I said our station motto. What is it? Inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.
And that's what we're here to do. We're
much
here
more,
to lead you to the Lord. To remember, as I witnessed over the weekend, Jesus Christ is the answer. Turn to Him right now, guys. I want to read the gospel. There's a message here. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and he rebuked them. And they journeyed to another village.
Wow.
You know, one of the reactions we could have by looking at this is this guy is horrible. You know, hatred. But the Lord is saying when we encounter evil, when we encounter resistance, when we encounter crosses and suffering in life, the reaction is not to lash out and to hate anybody. The reaction is to love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard.
I think that kind of goes to what Frank was saying. I mean, we become desensitized, and the first thing is to go negative. And attack the person. I mean, this guy, he was insane, he was evil, whatever, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know is the big thing. I'm watching people make, whether it be journalists, whether it be individuals, people making judgments on everything that's going on and rushing to things. Stop rushing.
Let's
step back.
And let's stop blaming all kinds of people and things for this event.
That's right.
Evil exists.
Evil exists.
God permits
it.
We don't get it.
Yeah.
Right? But we turn to Him.
We can fight it.
When we come back, Dr. Alan Schreck will be here to talk about the Holy Spirit and prayer. Stay tuned. And remember, pay attention to the songs today. They were picked specially for this day.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 3rd. Today we celebrate Saint Theodora Gurin. Born in France in 1798, Anne Thérèse Gurin entered the Sisters of Providence in 1823, taking the name Sister Saint Theodore. An illness during the novitiate left her in fragile health, but that did not keep her from becoming an accomplished teacher. In 1840, Sister St. Theodore and five sisters were sent to St. Mary of the Woods, Indiana, to teach and to care for the sick poor. There they established a mother house and novitiate. The young community persevered, despite fires, crop failure, prejudice against Catholic women religious, misunderstandings, and separation from their mother congregation in France. Mother Theodore told her sisters, "Have confidence in the providence that so far has never failed us." Another time she asked, "With Jesus, what shall we have to fear?" Mother Theodore died in 1856 and was buried in the Church of the Immaculate Conception at St. Mary of the Woods. She was canonized by Pope Benedict XVI in 2006. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Want a good prescription for an awesome start to your day? A strong cup of coffee, Gary Zimak, and Spirit in the Morning.
See the smoke from a mile away, and trouble always draws a crowd. They want to tell me that it'll be okay, but that's not what I need right now. Not while my house is burning down. I know someday, I know somehow I'll be okay, but not right now, not right now. Tell me if the hope that you know is true ever feels like a lie from a friend. When the words are salt in an open wound, and they just can't seem to understand that you haven't even stopped the bleeding yet. I know someday, I know someday, together we can pray for peace to the one acquainted with our grief. I know someday, I know someday,
and welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That's Not Right Now by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimak. I want to do a quick look at the weather forecast today at the currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, 54 degrees under fair skies. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 75. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 54. Wednesday, It's we're going to have sun with a high near 78 degrees. Right now at Phoenixville, 42. At Quakertown, 39 degrees. And in Ben Salem, it is 50 degrees. We have been, in the past several weeks, joined by Dr. Alan Schreck, who is a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. He has been discussing one of his books, Your Life in the Holy Spirit, What Every Catholic Needs to Know and Experience. Dr. Schreck joins us again. Today, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit and prayer. Dr. Schreck, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
I thank you for joining us again. I love this chapter. First of all, I love the book. I love this chapter, The Holy Spirit and Prayer. In the book, you make the point that the Holy Spirit is actually the source of prayer. I thought it was me.
Well, it's sort of a cooperative effort. It's both, the Catechism of the Catholic Church says the Holy Spirit is, quote, the interior master of Christian prayer, because there is no prayer without the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, Jesus said in John's Gospel, and talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, that true worshipers worship in spirit and in truth. So we really need the Holy Spirit, but it's also cooperative. We have to give the Holy Spirit a chance by carving out that time in the day. At one place in my book there, in that chapter, I quote the Catechism, and it's very practical. It's Catechism of the Catholic Church 2726. It says, many Christians unconsciously regard prayer as an occupation that is incompatible with all the other things they have to do.
Wow.
They don't have time. And then it says, those who seek God by prayer are quickly discouraged, because they do not know that prayer comes also from the Holy Spirit and not from themselves alone. So it's sort of like, we have to give the Holy Spirit a chance. We got to carve out that time of day. I know I have that challenge to say I'm going to make time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you give the Holy Spirit the time, he takes over and he helps us to pray.
Yeah, and
he enables us to pray.
Yeah, and I found in my life that when I grow in my prayer life, as I grow closer to the Lord, prayer used to be a chore. And you know, there were days I feel it more days than others, but it used to be something that, okay, I should pray, let me check it off my list. But I find myself gradually wanting to spend time in prayer, because I realize that that's a relationship that I have with the Lord, and it's spending time with him.
Yes. You know, that word relationship is the key. Scripture tells us that, you know, the first work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal who Jesus really is, that he's Lord. And in a couple of places in Paul's letters, it says God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. When we're praying, it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, sort of crying out, acclaiming Jesus as our Lord, and because he showed us that, and then to really know that God is our Abba, he's our dear Father. And that's the relation Jesus had with God, and he revealed that we could call God Abba. But it's not just something we memorize. It's something the Spirit really works in our heart. Father, you know, I cry out to you with my needs, with my weakness, with my praise. And that's the Holy Spirit who is praying within us when we do that.
You know, this is absolutely remarkable, and I thank you for writing this book, and I thank you for coming on the show, because this is an awakening. I'm 58 years old, Dr. Schreck. I went to Catholic school for 12 years, and I've heard about the Holy Spirit for a long time, but I am just now starting to realize what we have, this tremendous gift of the Holy Spirit. If I may, let me just quote from your book, because this is something that really should get our attention. You say, within the soul of Jesus, there was an indwelling Spirit who motivated and guided him, the Holy Spirit. And you go on to say, Jesus carried out his ministry entirely in the power and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That Spirit dwells within me. Wow.
That's right. That's right. We have the same Spirit of Jesus, and when we carry out whatever God calls us to do, we do it in the power of the Spirit. And in this chapter, as you see, I say it's got to begin with that relationship with God that comes in prayer.
Right.
And you know, we think we can do it alone, but we really, like Jesus, have to have to seek the source of our power, and Scripture says here, and Jesus tells us that it's the Spirit that gives us that power. I love that prayer of Jesus when once he's just sort of, in Luke 10:21, mm-hmm. It says, in that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he sort of bursts out with this praise, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, etc. And it's like you can just see that as an example of Jesus sort of praying, it says, in the power of the Spirit. The Spirit just lifts up his heart, just it should lift the Spirit lifts up our heart to God.
Wow, this is really good stuff. And you also mention, in once again in Luke's Gospel, that Elizabeth's prayer upon being visited by the Blessed Mother, her blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, was the first spontaneous prayer of the New Testament inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yep, it says the Spirit rested upon her and she cried out, blessed are you among women, but it says explicitly that it's the Holy Spirit who inspired that, the Hail Mary.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then Mary proceeds and prays her beautiful Magnificat, and the Catechism said that was a prayer with Jesus in her womb, lifting up her heart to the Father in the power of the Spirit. Even the Magnificat is sort of the prayer of the whole people, where we give, my soul magnifies the Lord. That's another Spirit-filled prayer that just followed what Elizabeth prayed.
Mm. Now, when I get the desire to pray, when I get that thought or that feeling that, okay, I should pray, two questions. Number one, is that the Holy Spirit moving me? And number two, at that point, how can I yield to the Holy Spirit and let him pray through me?
First of all, of course it's the Holy Spirit. If any impulse within us that would cause us to turn to God,
wow,
whether it be a Christian or anyone,
yeah,
that's got to be the Holy Spirit if they're turning to the true God, the one true God. And how can we open to that? Well, I think it's just, as I said in earlier when we talked to you, just start by saying, come Holy Spirit, you know, lift it, as you lifted up Jesus's and Mary and Elizabeth's heart to God, and you filled so many people with the Holy Spirit, inspired them to pray, you could just say, come Holy Spirit, help me now, I dedicate my prayer to you. And whether you're saying a rote prayer, the Our Father, and that passage Jesus teaches is the Our Father. Then after that he says, I'll teach you not only what to pray, but how to pray. And he says, ask the Father for the Holy Spirit. If you feel dry or empty,
yeah,
say, Father, I don't feel like praying today. I feel dry and empty. Give me the Holy Spirit to lift my heart to you.
Wow. Wow. The book is Your Life in the Holy Spirit, What Every Catholic Needs to Know and Experience, from the Word Among Us Press by Dr. Alan Schreck. Dr. Schreck, I want to thank you. I mean, you are literally blowing me away with these segments. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me, Gary, and God bless you and everyone listening.
God bless you, too. Can't wait to talk about this further. Can't wait till you join us again. Thank you again. Dr. Alan Schreck joining us from Franciscan University,
wow,
of Steubenville. Dave Parker, get off the floor.
I know.
I mean, isn't that unbelievable?
Yes.
Yet so many times we think this was me who decided to pray.
Oh, yes.
No, it's the Holy Spirit moving us.
Yes. Yeah, I was just recalling briefly times in my life where the Spirit was so powerful, getting me off the dime to do something. You know,
yeah,
really. And once I did it, you know, oh, peace came. The Spirit works.
Yep.
And as Dr. Schreck said, if we feel dry, ask the
come God, Holy Spirit.
Come,
right?
Holy Spirit.
Three words.
Come into my life. Come Holy Spirit.
And if you mean those words, that will be a very powerful prayer. You know?
Surrender to the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Coming up, Dr. Carrie Gress will join us to talk about the Marian option, God's solution to a civilization in crisis. And boy, do we ever need that option.
Woo!
Right now.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll be back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Investigators say Las Vegas shooter Stephen Craig Paddock had a total of 42 firearms in his hotel room at the Mandalay Bay and at his home in Mesquite, Nevada. They say the 64-year-old retired accountant had guns with scopes, two gun stocks that allow the shooter to replicate fully automatic fire, and at his home, explosives and several pounds of ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that can be turned into explosives. Bishop Joseph Pepe of Las Vegas led an interfaith prayer service last night in the Cathedral of the Guardian Angels for all those affected by the mass shooting. The bishop released a statement saying that his heart goes out to everyone, saying, quote, "We are praying for those who have been injured, those who have lost their lives, for the medical personnel and the first responders who, with bravery and self-sacrifice, have helped so many," end quote. Pope Francis expressed his closeness to the victims and offered his prayers for all those affected in a telegram sent to Bishop Pepe yesterday. The U.S. bishops, too, have called for prayer in the wake of the tragic shooting. And rock superstar Tom Petty has died at age 66. Spokeswoman Carla Sachs says Petty died last night after he suffered cardiac arrest. Petty was known for such hits as Free Fallin', Refugee, and American Girl. The Gainesville, Florida native with the shaggy blonde hair and gaunt features drew upon the Byrds, the Beatles, and other musicians he loved while growing up in the 1960s. He was usually backed by his longtime band, the Heartbreakers. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
100 years ago, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three shepherd children in the small village of Fatima, Portugal. Mary came to call us back to God through penance and prayer, reminding us that only in God do we find peace. In celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Fatima apparitions, Archbishop Charles Chaput will consecrate the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, her parishes, schools, institutions, and families to Our Lady of Fatima. This special consecration Mass will take place on Sunday, October 15th at 11 a.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. This will be a momentous event for everyone living in the greater Philadelphia area, and all are invited to attend. For more information about the consecration and how you can prepare, visit archphila.org/Fatima. That's archphila.org/Fatima.
It's a good morning, spelled with a Z. You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Stirring me a love that's deep, a love that's wide, a love that's sweet. And help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. 'Cause there's no fear in love. Help me, Lord, to never keep it to myself. And if my heart should dimly burn, and if my feet should fail to run, call my name and I will come right back to you. 'Cause there's no close to you, just as simple as this song. I wanna stay close to you. It's really that simple. I wanna stay close to you my whole life long.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Stephanie Gretzinger, No Fear in Love. Great message for today. I'm Gary Zimek, and I thank you for listening to the program today. Many of us are concerned with the state of the world. The world seems to be spinning out of control. My next guest offers us an option, the Marian option, the latest book from Dr. Carrie Gress. She has a PhD from the Catholic University of America. She's a faculty member at Pontifex University, and she joins us now to discuss God's solution to a civilization in crisis. Dr. Gress, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you for joining us. Well, we look at the world, and it's easy to become panicked because the world seems to be out of control. In your book, there's a solution, isn't there?
Absolutely. And what I did with my book was really look to Our Lady. I think that, oftentimes we sort of think that the Rosary and Our Lady are just for the overly pious or for old women in the church and that kind of thing. And yet I did sort of a survey of history. I have a degree in history, actually, in addition to my degrees in philosophy. Mm-hmm. But I was just fascinated to discover that, all the things that concern us today, whether it's Christian persecution, heresy, Islam, rise of secularism, all of these issues have been dealt with in history by Our Lady before, and with very miraculous and astounding results. And so it was just a great thing to do, to be able to sort of make a bird's eye view of what Our Lady has done in history and kind of put them together. And I found the evidence to just be overwhelming and incredibly hopeful to see that she's really on it if we ask her. And I think, she wants to intercede for us. And it's very simple. We often, I think, complicate it and think the solutions need to be a lot more complex because the problems are complex. But it really boils down to just asking for her intercession, I think.
Yeah, I agree. We do tend to overcomplicate it. And, of course, October is the month of the Rosary. And I would like to propose, and get your take on this, that I think many people find it difficult to see that praying the Rosary can lead to real change in our lives and in the world. Would you agree with that?
No, I think that's one of the huge obstacles. I mean, how is it that me just sitting here saying these particular prayers over and over again has any kind of efficacy? And I think that that's really where the trust comes from, because the fact that throughout history, our Lord does remarkable things with the very small, even just the example of David and Goliath. And what did he say? Slay Goliath, but it was a small stone. Mm-hmm. And yet that's what our rosaries are made of. It's, small beads or stones. I think that that's one of the big difficulties or obstacles that we have. The other one is, of course, people think it's boring.
Yeah.
Which is, another thing. But there's, in my book, I talk a lot about how the rosary is almost like a mini pilgrimage. That when we start it, we start in one place in our character, in our soul, and then when we finish it, we're actually taken somewhere else. And even meditating on those mysteries is like taking us to a different place, like making a mini pilgrimage. So there's a lot of different ways that we can work through the rosary and try and make it more interesting and dynamic, especially just because of the fact that it's prayer, and we know that God speaks to us through prayer. So, praying it with a sense of listening can also go a long way to make it more engaging, I think.
You mentioned something in your book that stunned me, and I highlighted it and put a circle around it because I don't want to ever forget this. And here's what you wrote. At first glance, the Marian option might appear to be simple, perhaps too simple. The only requirement is a relationship with Our Lady. But simplicity is not the same as superficiality. Many things that seem simple can be powerful, efficacious, and surprisingly profound. If you could, talk about that a little, because I think that that is an obstacle. This sounds too simple, Dr. Gress.
Right. I think this is one of the interesting things about human nature is we see problems, we want a big fix. We want to be able to do something huge to change this. And the Rosary and Our Lady and God just don't work that way. They have a very different scale of efficacy. And so I think this is really where it comes back to our trust and faith and even experience of the Rosary to see how much it can actually help and change our lives. But yes, thinking about things, there's a great expression in Poland, something to the effect that quiet water is much more damaging than rushing waters. So if you think of, you know, a small leak in your house or knocking your house off the foundation or different things like that, I think it's a powerful way to look at how we can do things very quietly and yet they can have profound changes.
Yeah, and one of the tendencies that many of us have, and I'm guilty of this at times, is we look at the world, we complain, we criticize, we point fingers, and we panic, all these things, but yet there is this option. God gives us many options. One of them is our Blessed Mother. So rather than complaining, there is something productive that we can do about the state of the world, and that's to turn to Our Lady.
Right, and I think, complaining and cynicism are definitely the fruits of failing despair, or I don't know what to do, I'm throw my hands up. So it's a very natural response, but this is the exciting thing, I guess, and I know about Our Lady, is that there really is a solution. We've seen it over and over again. The evidence is really overwhelming and hopeful, and it's exciting to think about how she can transform the world, even in our times, which are so very dark.
Yeah, we're talking about the book, The Marian Option, God's Solution to a Civilization in Crisis, with Dr. Carrie Gress. And Dr. Gress, you talk in the book about the relationship between Mary and the Holy Spirit. Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and you mention, it's a phrase we've heard many times, yet too few stop to consider exactly what that phrase means. Could you discuss that a little bit? Because we all know Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
What is the significance of that?
Right. Yeah, this is one of the things that I loved researching for this book, because I don't feel like I had a great grasp on what it meant for Our Lady to be the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But I started thinking about, well, what does it mean when spouses are really in love? You know, that couple that's been married for 50 years and can finish each other's sentences and know exactly what they need, without things being said. And I think if we map that on to, part of God and God's masterpiece, Our Lady, suddenly there's a way we can think about them in terms that is very clear, that we can kind of understand that Our Lady really speaks for the Holy Spirit. He's all spirit, and yet she's this embodied reality of the Holy Spirit. And so Maximilian Kolbe gets into this in his own work shortly before he was martyred at Auschwitz. And, why is it that she says, I am the Immaculate Conception, not I was immaculate, because he used that word. And that really, he struggled with that. But it's part of this spousal relationship of that the Holy Spirit is the uncreated Immaculate Conception and she is the created Immaculate Conception. So it gets very heady, but at the same time, I think the more that we meditate on it, the deeper our understanding comes in this unique relationship, and really the fruitfulness that is offered to us through Our Lady. And it's not just her, but just her tight connection to the Trinity, which makes her so efficacious.
Yeah. Now, getting back to the Rosary again. This is the month of the Rosary, and we talked about the Rosary seems overly simple, maybe seems boring, whatever. You go into some detail in the book. Now we have about 3 minutes left in this segment, but could you briefly explain how does the Rosary work? Because I think that's a question for a lot of us. Like, okay, I'm saying these prayers. How does this actually do anything?
Right. Well, the Rosary is based on the Psalms. I mean, this is the very ancient prayers of the Judeo-Christian tradition. And so this is why there's 150 prayers to it. It was kind of a shortcut way that people could say the Psalms, especially if they couldn't read. And it just kept morphing into it. And so we know that there's a divine link there already. But I think even just this, like I was mentioning earlier, this idea of pilgrimage and how when we are meditating on Christ's life, we're actually being taken kind of to a new place and given particular gifts through it. There's actually different virtues that are associated with each decade of the Rosary.
Yeah.
So it's this kind of experience of getting to know Christ through meditating upon the mysteries. But it's also just creating much more of a relationship with Our Lady, of offering her so something that she can do to then come back into the world and protect us and help us in any way that we want. So it's fostering that relationship. So it's one of these things that there's a lot of things happening at once.
Yeah.
So when we pick up that rosary and we think, okay, I'm just, you know, kind of droning on.
Yeah.
In fact, there's the whole world of things that I think are happening both to us on an individual level, but also just the whole world and the whole entirety of salvation history. I mean, especially if you look back at St. Dominic, back when he was preaching the rosary, he never dreamed that the Albigensians first would be wiped out, but much less that the rosary would end up becoming this wellspring of grace that has become in the world since then.
Hmm. Powerful stuff. The Marian Option, God's Solution to a Civilization in Crisis, from Tan Books by Dr. Carrie Gress. I highly recommend it if you want to understand just how powerful the Blessed Mother is. Dr. Gress, I want to thank you for joining us. And can you tell us where is the best place to maybe pick up a copy of the book?
People get it from Tan Books online or their favorite Catholic bookstore, and certainly the Amazon and other big stores online.
Excellent. Thank you again for joining us. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, Gary. My pleasure.
All right. God bless you, Dr. Gress.
You too.
Thank you. Dave Parker, that's powerful.
Wow.
You know, there's a tendency to downplay the effectiveness of the rosary,
yes.
I think, because it's, okay, these are these rote prayers, I'm just fingering these beads, saying the same thing over and over. But as Dr. Gress was emphasizing, praying the rosary strengthens our relationship with the Blessed Mother, who is taking us by the hand to a really good place.
And the Holy Spirit.
Right?
Yes.
To a really good place, to the Lord, and her intercession helps to bring about change in a world that very much needs some change.
Yeah, very much.
So we can either complain or we could turn to Our Lady, especially in this month of the Rosary, October, and really pray for change in the world, for peace, for God's will to be done.
Yes, and it's also the 100th anniversary of Fatima and the apparition of the Blessed Mother.
So. Wow. I have to digest some of this.
Absolutely.
Time for a break. When we come back, Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
Tipping our coffee mugs in a salute to a God-centered day, you're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
I've been a million places, I've seen a million things, but there's nothing that compares to being a child of the King. There's been highs, there's been lows, through it all, this I know, I am a child of the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms, safe in my Father's arms, oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms, safe in my Father's arms, oh, oh, oh. If you're lost and hurting, feeling all alone, there's a hope that is calling, come and find your home. We've had highs, we've seen lows, through it all, this we know, we are loved by the King. So we say, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms, safe in my Father's arms, oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm safe in my Father's arms,
safe in my Father's arms. Safe in my Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're safe in our Father's arms. Safe in our Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're safe in our Father's arms. Safe in our Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're safe in our Father's arms. Safe in our Father's arms. Oh, oh, oh.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Safe in My Father's Arms, brand new from Sanctus Reel. Again, all the songs today, they're a reminder that the Lord is in charge. He loves us. We are safe in our Father's arms. Just turn to Him. That's what we need to do. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me.
Wow.
Dave and Frank, that's the verse that I changed before I went on the air with Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge yesterday. Mm-hmm. But that's the answer.
Yeah.
The Lord acknowledges, we're going to have troubles. We're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, no doubt about it. This world is ugly at times, but we are safe in our Father's arms. He's there.
I remember my Nana. It was my Nana's favorite. She'd always say, so from when I was really small, I wasn't incessant, but she would always recite that. And she goes, always remember, you know, this psalm. I mean, she was very inspirational spiritually with me and my cousins and others, you know, as we spent time with her. Very prayerful woman. Very nice woman. Very down to earth. But
those of us, who are anxious, we are very familiar with the 23rd Psalm. That is that's one of our favorites. But, you know, guys, it is challenging today to look at the world, and you know, sometimes you need to withdraw from this negative news. We got it. We know what happened. That's why we're here for you. We want to not deny what's going on in the world, but we want to give you the real picture. The real picture is God loves you, and he's powerful, and he wants you to turn to him.
Just keep your eyes open.
Yes.
Keep your eyes open. The Lord is all around us. You know, there's a lot of inspiration that's around us, but it's sometimes hard to find it. And so, you know, instead of spending time dwelling on this horrid stuff, why don't you dwell on that and try and find those little things?
And Dave, you have something you wanted to talk about.
Thanks, Gare and Frank. A juxtaposition, if you will. So last night, this is on a positive note. I don't know if many of our listeners have heard of, like, the honor flights or the tour of honor for our veterans. Well, at Parks Casino last night, I was invited, or I saw a lot of people were invited, to go cheer on you know, the veterans for World War II and Korea, who basically maybe never had this kind of recognition. It was so uplifting enough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why it's a juxtaposed thing, because on one of the most tragic things in America, and then the upliftment when you see these veterans come, and, I mean, a lot of them, I mean, there were tears in many eyes, veterans and patrons there. So, and I met a woman real quick, Pat Parnell, if you're listening, because she said she was going to try and listen. And I gave her all the information on how to do that. So if you're listening, God bless you, sister. Great knowing you. And all the other folks that I saw there that I didn't expect to see. So thank you. God bless you. But a very positive thing, Gary. You know,
and we need,
and Frank,
we need to look, as Frank said, for the positive in the world. It's there.
It's there. It's all over the place. And it's hard to, even sometimes our own friends and everybody else, people around us may be dragging us down. Or even where we get caught up watching the news nonstop,
that's the key.
Get to. You know, this events like this happen. What do you want to do? I want to watch the news. And, you know, I want to keep up with what's going on. Well, they really can't tell you that much. They don't know
exactly
that much.
And there's a lot of speculation going on. And I was talking to Dave Frank before we went on the air. And I briefly was watching the story unfold. And there was a commentator on who was saying that the police are going to have to analyze this and figure out the motives and why this man did what he did and ensure this can never happen again. And I started thinking, like, there's only so much you can prevent. You know,
that's right.
Sooner or later, we've got to accept we are not in control.
That's right.
The Lord's in control. And you can't. What happens, the human tendency is we feel we're not safe now. We don't feel safe. We have to make ourselves safe. Well, we are only going to be safe, as that song just said, in our Father's arms.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But and it's really interesting, though. We do tend to feel that way. But even when you look at it from a pure statistical perspective,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's not like the odds of these things happening are that great. They're really, really tiny.
Yes.
You know, but like they get so overwhelmed in the news and mm-hmm. so overwhelmed that we start to feel that this is the big thing. This is what's going to happen.
Right.
And we start to do everything to like prevent this little
and
thing.
And it's in the negative direction. And that's why, you know, again, but there are more positive little things, as Dr. Gress said. I mean, they're on the Marian option. But they're little things, the little positive things in life.
But
not always grandiose.
We don't choose to see them.
No.
And we choose to listen to these other things. We try and let the news be the driver of things. And it's like, but you know what? What are these other things?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Start spending that time. Look for them. They're there.
Yep.
Step away from the media, or the news, except our show, because we're uplifting.
Yeah, and let me just say briefly, I went on to Facebook yesterday because I wanted to post my verse, that verse I just read, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and I looked at my news feed. This is caused by gun control problems. This is caused because of the hatred in the world, the division in the world. It's the Democrats' fault. It's the Republicans' fault.
This is fake news. This is this.
And it's like, okay, would you just stop for a minute?
Exactly.
Let's stop the finger pointing
and
let's hit our knees and pray and go out into the world and make a difference. Do something positive,
right,
Frank and Dave?
Exactly.
And I was... Go ahead, Frank.
At the same time, and there's a famous, evangelical person out there was basically saying, oh, this is happening because we're not supporting the president or we're doing this. No, this is... Stop doing it from that perspective.
You know what it
You're
is?
You're not going to win anyone over by sitting there going, it's your fault.
It's right. Right.
But I was, as I said to Gary again before the show, one of the many things, it's the world has fallen. There is evil in the world. There is the devil, I believe, Satan.
No doubt.
Prowls about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
That's right.
And we, who believe in Jesus and the Holy Spirit and Mother Mary, we have to counter that. And who knows why this one guy, this one-off thing did this.
There is evil in the world. Yeah. There's also good in the world.
Exactly.
And, you know, don't just choose to see the evil.
Exactly.
See the good. It is there.
That's right.
My exact
That's
point.
Right. Jesus said in John 16, in this world you will have tribulations, you will have trouble, but have peace because why? I have overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
He allows us to have free will. Because of that, I can choose to do bad things or I can choose to do good things.
Exactly.
Today, I say go out there and make a difference.
Do something good. Exactly.
And you can make a difference in the world.
Go give blood. Go volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Help your neighbor.
Go help your neighbor. Exactly.
Yeah.
These are easy things that we can do. Go pray. You know,
go to adoration.
There's a number of things that you could do that are, you know, definitely much better than sitting here dwelling on these things.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the point. That's what we're here to remind you of. And don't lose hope. The Lord is with you. He loves you. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be joined by Father Jeff Kirby and author Robert Ellsberg, the author of a brand new book about Franciscan saints, appropriate for the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi tomorrow. Thursday on the program, our pro-life segment, Brian Kemper from Priests for Life. He has created the Pro-Life Day of Silent Solidarity. He's going to be sharing that. Also, somebody I've wanted to get on the show for a long time, Father Chris Alar, will be talking about Divine Mercy. Friday on the program, author Vicki Burbach, the author of a new book, How to Read Your Way to Heaven.
Wow.
Really good book. Lots of good stuff coming up on Spirit in the Morning. For more information about us or to listen to our podcast, you can follow us at spiritinthemorning.com. I want to thank you for being such faithful listeners of the program. We're coming up on our first anniversary. We're just about there, October the 10th. Again, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. You know what you have to do. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating